I like the run defense. It was really stout. It was really sound. I like the pass protection today by the offensive line. It was solid for the most part. Those two things I was impressed by.
What you didn't like?
What I didn't like was the penalties on offense. You know, we make our best play. We get past the 50-yard line for the first time, and we get a push in the back. We get a holding penalty on a touchdown pass, so I didn't like those penalties.
What did you see from each of the quarterbacks?
I saw from Trevor, he was very consistent with his ball placement. He made the correct reads most of the time. He had one ball knocked down, not his fault, but very solid. Paxton, outside of interception, was very solid. Again, his best play of the day was bought back by a penalty. You know, that would have been a pretty good drive for Paxton, in my opinion. But the penalty negated it and brought it back. So, but very solid for both guys.
In terms of the intensity, you said you wanted guys to kind of ramp it up because it was a scrimmage. Did
yeah.
you see that?
Absolutely, I did. Both sides of the ball. Everyone was engaged. They wanted to play well today. It was physical without tackling for the first two groups, and the third group actually tackled. So that was fun to see those guys play.
Have you seen them getting the itch to start?
I'm sorry?
Have you seen them starting to get the itch to hit somebody else?
Absolutely. I mean, it's been that way for a week now. So Thursday, it's live bullets. So, you know, it's all fair game on Thursday night.
And as much as this was the next step, is that really where you can, that big jump to valuation?
Yes. I mean, today was a controlled scrimmage, especially for the ones and twos. But Thursday in Chicago, that's where the true evaluation starts for a lot of positions.
Coach Matt Paradis was out there today. You didn't mm-hmm. expect him to be playing mm-hmm. yesterday. Is he just progressing faster? Did he have the urge to get out there?
He's progressing fast. I mean, he felt fine this morning to play 4 or 5 plays, so we allowed him to play. But, again, the first two units was a controlled environment. It was more thud. But for him, it's live. And, you know, for offensive linemen, it's no different than it's going to be on Thursday for him. So, I'm proud of where Matt's at right now as far as his health.
How excited are you and the other coaches to get into
I'm
that?
Sorry, say again?
How excited are you and the other coaches to be also to get into that environment on Thursday in an actual game and get to that?
I think everyone's excited. You know, you kind of practice to play the games. You know, even though it's preseason, you get a chance to get a fair eval of the players. You know, and that's a live environment. You know, it's not controlled. So you want to see how guys react when they're tired, when they're hurt, you know, obviously versus a different opponent. You know, so I'm excited about Thursday to see our young guys go out there and play football so we can find out the best guys for our football team.
Watson
have a kind of a strained hip muscle or ab muscle, but he'll be back probably Tuesday in practice. He won't go Monday, but he'll be in Tuesday, ready to play on Thursday.
Because he seems like
TJ.
Yeah, what's his status?
It's a minor hamstring injury. You know, he probably won't play against Chicago. You know, our time frame for TJ is after Chicago. You know, versus San Fran during the practice week.
Because Metabali seems like he's kind of continued to make some plays at that outside linebacker spot. What's just been your thought on how he's kind of taken advantage of the opportunity there?
He's been consistent. I mean, he's a hard playing. Player, you know, he plays hard. He's obviously a good rusher. That's why we signed him. But he's been more engaged now since you know we lost Shane and Shaq, you know, for a couple weeks. So he was signed for that reason, you know, to add depth to the outside linebacker group. He's done that so far.
Adam Gotsis is really active out there and
yeah.
reps. I mean, he's kind of how quickly has he bounced back from the injuries?
He's bounced back. I mean, he was doing really really a good job until. You know, he banged his thigh against Stevenson one day and lost yesterday's practice. But he came back today and played well. I mean, he's had a great spring. He's had a great camp, you know. Keeping him healthy is, you know, obviously a must for us so he can show what he can do.
I saw Dora get some run on the ones. Is that symbolic of what he's done so far?
We're trying to find the best guy to play opposite of Vaughn, you know. You know, week one maybe, you know, a week one starter. So, yeah, you know, who's the best player opposite of Vaughn? We don't know yet. You know, they're competing. Walker's had some good days. You know, obviously, Dora's had, I mean, he's had two good days. Okay. Yesterday was really good for him, and today was physical and tough. So, you know, Adebali's in that mix also, I've seen.
Yesterday, you guys had Inky Johnson come in. Is that one of those messages you want to realize how you got it?
Absolutely. I mean, Inky Johnson was amazing last night. If you know his story, I mean, he was going to be a top two, you know, draft pick in the NFL, and one sideline routine tackle, he's paralyzed. His whole right side's paralyzed. But he's a powerful speaker. I mean, I had chills last night hearing that guy talk about his story. And I mean, his story wasn't all about football. It was more about being a man and, you know, being the best you can be at life also. So it was a great message for our players last night.
And why do you have guys like that come in?
Well, you know, you want guys who kind of mimic your message. You know, so my deal with the players every day is, you know, it's you know, live every day like it's your last. You know, and football life, let's do it right. And that was Inky's message last night.
You spoke with Stevenson after practice, after you talked to the alumni. What was your message to him?
Be smart. You know, it was our best play up to that point in the entire scrimmage. You know, and we get a nonsense penalty of pushing it back after the play. He blocked this guy. He did his job. The play is over. Don't be selfish and get a penalty and back us up 5-15 instead of being up 20.
You did mention the interception. What are you trying to teach with Paxton with some of the turnovers? Mm-hmm. What are the teaching moments?
He held the ball too late in that ball. I mean, he had a guy open in the flat early on, but he held the ball. It's a time clock thing. You know, as you hold the ball, the defense, they recover. And they did, and picked the ball off.
How are you going to address
Address?
Yeah.
It's been addressed.
What?
It was addressed immediately, and after practice, it was addressed.
You're just going to leave it?
Absolutely. It's been addressed.
Vance, what did you think of Bowles? This is kind of your first look at him, and I'm sure
it was. I'm not sure. I didn't watch him specifically today, but I'll tell you on Monday.
Yeah, no, I'll ask Monday.
Ask me Monday. You know, I didn't just watch Bowles, so I couldn't tell you.
I wasn't going to come Monday, but now.
The quarterback seemed clean in the pocket, so he's the left tackle, so he probably did his job. Pretty good there. Absolutely. I mean, that's what he's been, Troy, since he's been here. I mean, he's a guy who can catch the ball. That's critical as a punt returner. I mean, you know, we've all seen guys who are really, really fast but can't catch the football. But he can catch the football. So I trust him to be our guy week one against the Chargers,
really?
If it works out.
Point, if it were that, so that
absolutely. He's the punt returner.
Okay.
That's why he was drafted.
Yeah.
He's the first guy out.
Yes.
You want to write that? Yes.
And after the scrimmage, he's out here catching probably another 40 balls. That, I guess, kind of shows what he's made.
No doubt about it. I mean, he is so mature for a rookie. I mean, he is headstrong. Nothing bothers him. He's had some bad days, and you can't tell. I mean, he is even as I've ever seen a rookie.
Obviously, pretty special day for this organization with what's going on tonight. Kind of cool to see all the alumni around here.
Absolutely. I mean, it's, what, 25, 30 guys who I've known most of those guys, you know, just being in Colorado half my life. But it's great to have them here.